Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. A lot of conversation about Ben in the first hour, Ben Simmons, that is, and that will certainly continue throughout the show. But heavy on the Eagles as well. They play another game in 2 days. They've played five so far. They're 2-3 out of the gate. And for more perspective on the Eagles, we talked to one of our own here from WIP and, of course, CSN Philly, NBC Sports Philly.com, Mr. Ruben Frank. How you doing, Rube?
Hey, guys.
Rube, it's always good connecting with you, man. Let me ask you this question. Our show yesterday, a lot focused on Sirianni and the negative, despite the win. People down on him, undisciplined, and me included. Undisciplined team, weak offense, limited play imagination, doesn't run the ball much, very few design runs for Hurts, wide receiver penalties galore, with picks, and then he doubles down in a press conference basically saying it was the official's fault for calling the penalty because the defender bumped into him. Are you concerned about Sirianni long-term with the Eagles?
Yeah, I think you have to be. I mean, it's only five games, but, there's some good and bad. You just kind of did a nice job outlining what I'm supposed to do as a guest and, you know, list all those things. but, yeah, how can you not be? And to me, the play calling is the biggest thing. He just doesn't seem to have a flair for getting the offense into a rhythm. And they have some talent on offense. They really do. But, you see little spurts of him, you know. I mean, like at the end of the game, he had to run the ball to try to run clock. And they did. They were really good at it. And, you know, but he only did it because he had to. I'm concerned about that. I like the fact that this is a team that lost three straight games and, you know, got blown out and gave up 80 points and two of them and still, you know, and was down 12 points on the road against a 3-1 team and still kind of held it together. That tells you his voice is getting through. The players are still buying in. So that's a positive. I think he's a good coach Monday through Saturday right now. I think he gets through to the players and they play hard for him. And those are positives. But if you're the play caller and you can't call plays, you know, you're really handicapping your team. It's so hard to evaluate Jalen right now just because I don't think Nick's even giving him an opportunity to really succeed week to week. And I'm not absolving Jalen of, he hasn't played well at times. There's no question about it. But I'd like to see him at least be put in position where he can play well. And I don't think that's happening.
You know, that considered, I agree with you. I don't think he's like opening it up the way I'd like to see him open it up for Jalen. But I saw an interesting stat that you put out there. Jalen Hurts, from an historical perspective, how does he compare to other quarterbacks in terms of passing and rushing yardage through his first nine games, Rube?
I think he's got, the fifth most total yards passing and rushing in nine starts. Some of that's the product
incredible.
Of being it is. I mean, some of it's a product of being behind. But he is a guy who can put up big numbers, and we've seen that. And there's definitely some positives there. You know, you just want to see the consistency week in and week out. And, you know, if he played the way he played against the Chiefs, and granted, that's a terrible, terrible defense. But if he could play, like, close to that every week, I mean, you've got yourself the guy. But you need to be consistent. And, you know, first half of that game. But again, it comes down to how much of a chance has the coach even given him. I'm awfully close to just saying, you know what, Nick's got to hand over play calling duties to someone else, whether it's Kevin Petullo or I'm getting close to that, because and then that would free him up to, you know, to focus on other things and maybe, you know, have the team be more disciplined and not commit as many stupid penalties and, just all that kind of stuff. So I'm probably not quite there yet, but, you know, these next couple of weeks, you know, we'll see. I mean, you got Miles Sanders, and I'm not saying if you don't know. This guy, I think he's one of the best weapons in the league as far as young running backs, and he's not a part of what they're doing, and that's just coaching malpractice. You can't take a guy like Miles Sanders. He's their most experienced, you know, playmaker, and just have him rotting away on the bench. It's awful.
How well is Javon Hargrave playing?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was good to see other guys actually come and help him out for once on Sunday in Carolina, but he's playing as well as we've ever seen a D-tackle play. I mean, he's playing as well as Fletcher in his prime, as well as Jerome in his prime. I mean, that's how good he is, because he's not just wrecking the pocket and getting to the quarterback. I mean, he's been good against the run. He's opening stuff up for other guys. It's been amazing to watch. I mean, but they only have one good player on defense. It's really tough to win game. You know, I guess Sweat's playing okay.
Well, and Slay. I mean, you got to give Slay credit. He's been very good.
Yeah, Slay's playing well.
Yeah.
But I mean,
it's all those guys in between them, though, Ruben. Like, Ruben, let me ask you this: who should the Eagles' starting linebackers be?
Well, you know, if you're in base, I mean, to me, Damian Taylor has to play. I mean, we saw, you know, he's finally healthy. He played career high in snaps Sunday, and I thought he played really well for the most playing time he's ever had. He was really active, and he was making plays. I mean, he jumped off the field just because he was doing things we haven't seen a linebacker do around here since, I don't know, Michael Kendricks. You know, I mean, it's been a while since they've had good linebacker play. So he's got to start. I wouldn't mind seeing Sean Bradley out there. I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, Jannard Avery played well, but as far as long-term, I don't think he's any sort of answer. I don't want to see Eric Wilson out there. I think Alex Singleton has regressed. You know, when you have these kind of undrafted guys and late round guys, eventually they return to, like, Alex Singleton played really well last year, but eventually they kind of find their place and they are who they are. And Alex Singleton is really, he's a really good special teamer and a backup linebacker, and he's playing like it. Even TJ Edwards, more of him in run situations. I think he's solid, but to me, I mean, it's not like they have a whole ton of options, but, just get the young guys in there. Let's see if Sean Bradley can play. I think that Damian Taylor might be their best linebacker right now, just based on 29 snaps or whatever he had Sunday. So, wow. Got to be the young guys.
I saw an amazing stat that you put out there about our roster and the Pro Bowl. Guys under 30.
It's unbelievable. I went back to 1950. They don't have a single player in his 20s on the roster, a position player, who's ever been to a Pro Bowl. Now, Rick Lovato has the long snapper. He's 29. But as far as real, you know, not as real players, but as far as position players, there's not a single guy on the team in his 20s that's been to a Pro Bowl. And, you know, so I looked up, since the Pro Bowl started in 1951, it's the first time that's ever happened.
Wow.
You know, how's it even possible to not have one young guy that's not even young? I mean, 28, 29. And Hargrave should go this year. He will. But still, it's a really damning indictment of the young talent on this roster, especially on defense. I mean, they got some good young players on offense, obviously, but defense, I mean, who's their best young player under 30? I mean, I can't even answer that. I guess, I mean, Sweat? You know, I don't know. I mean, Hargrave's 29.
Are they just trying to do things differently during the draft? Like, I mean, this obviously is damning of the recent drafts of this organization. Are they just trying to zig when everyone else zags and it's failed?
I think it's a couple of things. I mean, first of all, they haven't drafted a lot of defensive players just in recent years. I mean, they just haven't taken many. They've gone offense in the early rounds and then tried to hit on guys in the third and fourth round, or, you know, free agents or undrafted guys. But, you know, and then they've missed on you know, the guys. Like, I mean, Derek Barnett was the 14th pick.
Yep.
He's like – but he's only gone 8 straight games without a sack. And he played okay Sunday, but he's not an impact player.
He doesn't even come close to getting sacks anymore. I mean, he used to get a couple. He's been nothing through 5 games. Let me ask you this one, Ruben. This is a gut feeling question. Do you think Howie's job is on the line this season?
No. I just don't. I mean, every time I convince myself Howie's job is on the line, you know, he gets a promotion. He gets a new title and, you know, a new office, it gets a raise. No, I don't know. I don't know what it would take. I mean, you would think. So here's the thing. You got these 3 picks, which you know, looks like they're going to have three really good picks. So you don't know how those picks are going to turn out for a couple years. So that's the thing. Like, how, you know, he just keeps buying himself time, you know, because you don't know how the picks are going to be for a couple years. And by then, yeah, well, we have these other picks. So, you know, it just keeps going on forever. And again, I do think Howie's done some good things. And the funny thing is, like, this team's best young players are late round guys like Mulata and, you know, guys like that who, you know, he discovers. And I mean, he's,
Gainwell pretty late, Sweat fairly late. I mean, some of them have worked out good, but
I mean, Gainwell was a fifth round. That's a hell of a fifth round pick.
It is.
You know, Quez Watkins was a sixth round pick.
Yeah.
I mean, if he could draft, you know, as well in the first, second and third rounds as he does, you know, finding rugby players and, you know, turning basketball players into foot, whatever it is. If he could just nail his first few rounds, he'd be on to something, but they just keep missing. And that's the problem.
Rube, what's the team's injury situation on this short week?
Oh, they're actually pretty healthy. You know, Kelsey's got a little foot deal, but he's fine. I mean, he'll play. You know, Kelsey's never going to miss time. Barnett's got an ankle. He's always hurt anyway. And they don't have a lot of depth there with, you know, with BG out. But, you know, this Taron Jackson kid played more last week, and I'd play him. I want to play all the young guys. Taron Jackson was, what, a seventh-round pick? Let's see if he can play. I mean, I don't know how he keeps sitting on late-round guys. So, Derek, you know, he can't be worse than Derek Barnett.
Ruben Frank with us. All right, Ruben, one more. This is a non-Eagles question, if such a thing could exist. I need your gut feeling on this one. It's game 13 this season. The Colts are, hypothetically, we're going to put them at 4-8. The Titans in their division are 7-5. Three wildcard teams make it in the conference. 4-8 Colts, for that 13th game, are they going to start Carson Wentz, or are they going to bench him the rest of the way?
I think they'll start him. I think they have to. Yeah, I just I mean, you can really lose your locker room, and you can lose him.
This
I mean,
isn't real.
You know,
but what if
this
isn't mad? But Ruben, there's also the possibility he's played bad that's put him in that position. I mean, I'll take it one step down. What if they're 3-9? I mean, you can make a strong case that they're 3-9 in part because of him. So I think they would bench him, honestly. I really do.
I don't think unless you're saying he's not going to be our guy anymore.
Well, yeah, that's what they're saying. I mean, that's what I think they would be saying. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
this
you know,
you look at him last night.
The way he played last night, I mean, it was kind of like a classic Carson Wentz game. He had really good numbers. He made some really good throws, I thought. You know, he was okay, but is he going to win you a championship? No. But I just don't think I don't think they're going to do that. I don't think Frank would do that.
I agree.
I think you lose Carson forever if you do that, and you lose your team.
Yeah.
I think you might gain your team.
No, right. I think the team – like, look at who they have, man. They got two quarterbacks on that roster. Those veterans don't want a backup out there on the field with them.
Joe. All right, Ruben, great stuff as always. Of course, NBC Sports Philly.com and one of our own here at WIP. Ruben, thanks so much, man.
Anytime, guys.
All right, there he is, Ruben Frank. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. James with some news in there. James, what do you got?
Yeah, some basketball news. Shams tweeting out, and the Nets have since put out a statement. Kyrie Irving will not play or practice with the team until he is a full participant. So the part-time player thing, the road thing, not happening.
Wow, that is – John, that is really significant. Listen, this Ben Simmons for Kyrie thing really could happen. I mean,
it feels more and more like it's heading in that direction.
I mean, that's what I was saying last week. By the way, James,
two teams that just hate the spot that they're in.
Yeah.
Like, let's just unload this guy. Oh, hey, look, there's another team with a guy that they despise as well.
Look, that's a significant decision by the Nets. For those who don't know, Kyrie is eligible. To play in road games is not per rules up there in Brooklyn, rules of this town or county, whatever the heck it is not eligible to play in home games because he's unvaccinated. The Nets are making the decision that they will not have him be a part-time player. That's a very significant development as it relates to this Ben thing. And James, I need to hear next. Let me just say this. I need to hear the audio of Howard Eskin last week telling me that he will give me his life savings if the Sixers trade Ben Simmons for Kyrie. Because, John, I think... Listen, Howard Eskin just made some coin in his day.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Spike Eskin might not be happy with this because his inheritance might go out the window. But I'm just telling you.
You might be on to something.
Howard might owe me a few bucks here. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. We'll We'll laugh at that audio next. Also up ahead, John takes us inside the game, something X's and O's related that stood out to him from this last Eagles game. That and all the phone calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.